Fastline Auctions, the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions. Looking to list equipment? Fastline Auctions knows farmers, and farmers have trusted Fastline for their equipment needs for over 45 years. With unmatched digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs, they can find the right buyer for your equipment. Not to mention, they have the industry's lowest commission rates. If you're looking for equipment to buy, you can bid with confidence. No buyer premiums, no reserves, just integrity. Fastline Auctions, your trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective farm equipment auctions. Visit Fastline.com for more information. That's Fastline.com. Today's Ag Spotlight episode is sponsored by Energrow. Energrow's oilseed pressing system helps farmers crush their feed costs. The easy way to make fresh, homegrown, high-quality meal plus expeller-pressed oil right on the farm. The fully automated turnkey Crush Pro is easy to set up and run 24/7. To learn more, go to energrow.ca. Hi, and welcome to the North American Ag Spotlight. I'm Chrissy Wozniak. My guest today is a longtime thought leader in the dairy community. He's a former owner and manager of a 1,200-cow dairy and inventor of Shredlage, corn silage processing technology that he sold to Claas. And now he's currently the dairy account manager at Zinpro. From the dairy state of Wisconsin, I'd like to welcome Roger Olson. Welcome, Roger, and thanks so much for being here.
Good morning.
So I met you through Dr. Don Hoagland this year at the World Dairy Expo, and it was great to talk to you there. First of all, what is your background?
As your intro said, my wife Jody and I used to milk 1,200 cows in northwest Minnesota, and I've been involved with either owning or managing cows or nutrition or a little bit of machinery work for 35 years, either Wisconsin or Minnesota.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, that's a dairy-rich background for sure.
Yes, all I know.
So could you tell me a little bit about Zinpro, where the company came from?
Yes, actually this year, the Zinpro is 50 years old. And it started, was started by the Anderson family 50 years ago, by an idea that Mr. Anderson had, and it progressed to a multi-country corporation that does business in 72 countries, I believe.
Wow!
And we do all species, predominantly mostly cattle, dairy, and feedlot, and swine, avian, aqua, and pet, actually.
Great. And what is the impact of managing trace minerals for producers? How does it affect their cattle and the bottom line?
So in general, trace elements, especially when you enhance their performance, have a lot to do with immune function and skin integrity. And I spend a fair amount of my time dealing with hoof health. So hooves in cattle are a specialized skin cell, and Zinpro has a big effect on the quality, the durability of the hoof. So a lot of my work is related to trying to prevent lesions and make cattle more mobile, which increases performance significantly. We've done over 300 peer-reviewed trials related to the performance of our product.
Wow. And how does a producer know what his herd or an individual cow is missing something from its diet? How does the producer know that?
In terms of trace elements, you really have to rely on performance. There's varying degrees most of the industry today just doesn't have what I would call out and out deficiencies. Very few cattle that happens anymore. We may have sufficient, but we can increase performance by the amount of trace elements to feed in the form that we feed it in. So you would really have to look at the performance of the cattle in terms of lameness, somatic cell count, other infectious diseases, transition cow-related diseases.
Yeah, and Zinpro offers tools for producers too, right?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, and so what of these tools do you recommend to dairy farmers routinely?
We use a program called First Step, which is kind of a multifaceted, somewhat all-encompassing lameness program where we look, where we'll evaluate how lame or lack of a lame herd may be. And in the process, we try and evaluate we evaluate all the things that we can do to actually reduce lameness and improve hoof integrity. We also use there are a number of things within that program, things about foot baths, flooring, ventilation, cooling, feeding, and then there's about 20 assessors actually.
Great. And Zinpro offers dairy specialist consulting as well, correct?
Correct. Yes. There are a number of account managers across the world, and there are a number of research and nutritional services representatives in the organization that actually do research, and some of them specialize in transferring the research knowledge out in the country. And then there's a number of people that are like myself, where we're actually on dairy farms all day, every day.
Wow.
Performance, et cetera.
Wow. So are you seeing any trends in the industry that farmers should be paying attention to right now?
Seasonal basis, this time of the year is always rough for lesions within feet. Cows, when they're hot, they stand up. When they stand up, they tend to have more lesions that develop. And usually it takes about 45 to 60 days for a lesion to develop within the confines of a hoof. So if they had seat stress in July and August, right about now is when a lot of them are coming out. So there's always that a seasonal effect. Otherwise, within the industry, I definitely see more and more concern about animal welfare. Mm-hmm. Are cattle properly be taken care of? Is there so with the increased scrutiny of our industry, we need to increase the performance of the cattle. Lameness is one of those areas that really sticks out because it can be very obvious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. And you've also taken Dr. Hoagland's course on low energy cattle handling.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Can you tell me about that? How impactful was that course?
It was very impactful for me. And I think that it can be for the industry. What I observed is that it definitely reduces energy. It's a low stress system for both the cattle and the people that work around the cattle. And as a result of that, things where it relates directly with me, with what I do with lameness, is it does tend to decrease injuries to both cattle and people. And it does tend to reduce lameness lesions. One specific would be a white line abscess, which is generally caused by a couple of things. It could be rough flooring and handling, where the cattle suddenly shift. And if they're on a rough floor, they can actually rip their white line open and acquire an abscess.
So would you recommend this course to others, and why would you?
Absolutely, because number one, it's just, if you're around cattle, it's just the right thing to do. And people that love cattle understand that. It does all the things that I talked about, reducing injuries and lameness and lesions and so forth. But also, one of the dairies that I work with has been through Don's course and actually is instituting it on their dairy. And they've increased some performance standards just in cattle throughput through the parlor, a little bit better milk let down. And when you're operating a dairy or a parlor at full capacity, if you can increase your turns per hour by half a cow, that's significant cows, which helps your bottom line because you don't have to have a lot of, only your direct expenses, feed and electricity actually increase. Everything else stays the same. So it can directly result in a lot more money for the dairy producer at the end of the day, besides being the right thing to do for the cattle and the people that work for you.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I know a lot of workers on dairy farms come from a non-farming background, have never been around dairy cows before. So I would imagine that this low energy cattle handling would be very good to teach to those people, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, what I see in talking with a couple of those people is that they have no idea. And cattle in general can actually scare some people. And it's a great way for them to understand how an animal reacts and how you should, what you should do to get the kind of reactions that you want. And it really does reduce, especially people that have no experience with cattle, it reduces their stress load immensely. And there's no way that it can increase the performance of the cattle significantly when they have everybody, for the most part, reacting and treating the cattle exactly the same way.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very important. And so, like I said, we met at Dairy Expo. How was the show for you and for Zimpro?
For me, obviously the attendance of the show was down this year, but I would say that the quality of the people that we had at our booth was actually pretty high. We had great questions with a lot of in-depth discussions, probably more than I've had in previous years, to be honest with you.
Wow. That's really good. Will you be at any upcoming farm shows?
Myself, I actually only do Dairy Expo. Sometimes I'll go to the Tulare Farm Show. This year I'm not. We have a number of other people within the organization that do attend all of the farm shows. I do a couple of specific dairy ones though, because of being on farm all day, every day.
Right. Yeah. So where can people find you if they want more information about Zimpro?
Zimpro.com. We just released a new website with our 50th year anniversary. That's pretty all-encompassing. And myself, it's just roger.olson@zinpro.com, which I am on the website if you look for people. And it's probably the best way to get a hold of me, I would say.
Wonderful. And I have one last question for you. What fires you up? Why do you work in this industry? Why do you serve the industry?
I love cattle. I really enjoy being around cattle and to some degree the people that work with cattle. It's cool. We really owe the dairy cow a lot as human beings. All the things that we've developed with cows over the years and their ability to take non-usable substances, waste byproducts, and actually make high quality proteins out of them. I have a lot of respect for the cow. They're pretty cool. And they amaze me, all the things that they can do and how they can recover from incidences and lesions and et cetera. So that's what really fires me up.
That's awesome. So thanks so much for joining me today. It's great to hear your insight into the industry. And thanks to all who are watching or listening. If you want more information, the links are provided in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe to our North American Ag Spotlight YouTube channel or Rumble channel. And the podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Amazon, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to today's Ag Spotlight episode, where we put the spotlight on people and companies doing great things for the agricultural industry. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, or on your favorite podcasting platform, and give us a 5-star review. You can also follow us on YouTube and Rumble to see the video version of Ag Spotlight. Also, head on over to northamericanag.com to subscribe to our Industry Connect update newsletter. If you're interested in advertising opportunities, email us at connect@northamericanag.com. Thanks for listening.